In Kokomo, where car ownership is assumed, officials are debating whether a federal transit stimulus grant will be enough to bolster a long-term bus route. WFIU's Emily Loftus has more in the first of a two-part series on public transit in Indiana.
Despite a recent study showing Kokomo residents want more public transportation options, officials doubt the financial sustainability of such a venture. That's according to Kokomo Transportation Director Larry Ives.
Automobile is king in Kokomo, and if I can ride in an automobile, I'm going to do that, not riding a bus.
Despite incentives from the federal government to encourage alternative transportation, Kokomo city officials say any move in that direction could be compromised by the city's ongoing budget woes. The city has won a $1 million federal stimulus grant and plans to use the money to build a downtown bus transfer station and fund service on the city's first two bus routes for a year. But Howard County Commissioner David Trine worries about continuing the bus routes after the grant dries up.
My only hesitancy is, do we need to have that type of an investment up front, not really knowing whether or not it's going to be used? Because, you know, once you make the investment, I mean, you're there. And then we have to worry about paying for it for the next year and the following year. They're hoping that it will sustain itself.
Kokomo's only current form of public transportation, known as the First City Rider Program, subsidizes taxi runs made by two private companies. The average trip costs the rider $4 and the city $3. But Ives says many riders still can't afford the fare.
There are people who are what we call traditionally underserved, low income, that can't afford our current First City Rider program that could benefit from a fixed route bus system.
75,000 rides were subsidized under the program in 2008, despite what Ives calls continued complaints about the cab service's dependability and long waiting times. In order to receive grant funding, the Federal Transit Authority mandates that 80% of a city's population has access to a bus route. Ives says in order to keep pickup times close together under the grant requirement, Kokomo would have to operate 16 buses, a fleet size that's unlikely given the city's troubled financial situation.
You know, if it could get me to a place that I really need to go, I would use a lot.
That's Adam Kerr. He usually gets around Kokomo by walking, biking, or hitching a ride from a friend. For a bus system to adequately serve Kokomo's public transportation needs, Kerr says it would have to be ambitious.
For a town this size, two buses is really not going to cut it. It's not a very large area, but it's pretty spread out. Different centers of town are way spread out. It's kind of like a five-year-old playing SimCity.
Ives says bus programs typically cost a city $100,000 a year per bus. The First City Rider program currently costs about $800,000 a year. Mayor Greg Goodnight says replacing cab rides with buses could partially pay for itself, but admits the city's layout clashes with its current transportation needs.
The urban sprawl that started in the late 1940s and continued for decades, long term, that's not a good way to develop your city. The situation that you have is the situation that you have, and how do you, you know, change culture somewhat? It's less likely that we will be able to enact some of those ideas because we're not in that growth period.
Despite the concerns, the city is pushing forward with the program. Ives says he hopes the downtown transfer station will be finished in June. The two new buses will arrive before then. In Friday's series conclusion, a look at other hurdles the state must overcome to expand its public transportation infrastructure. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.